الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليك ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده وأن سيدنا وشفيعنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فقد غوى نسأل الله ربنا أن يجعلنا ممن يطيعه ويطيع رسوله قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من تزكى وقال تعالى إن النفس لأمارة بالسوء إلا ما رحم ربي وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بلغوا عني ولو آية صدق الله المولانا العظيم. My dear respected elders and friends, it is the start of the commencement of our Islahi Jalsa. I'm sure many brothers saw the posters on the boards. Brothers have been yearning it in the masajid, etc. Firstly, by way of introduction, for us just to understand what is the sole purpose, what is the real objective for us coming here, and what is the purpose of this bayanat. Firstly and foremost, respected elders and friends, before we ever sit into any majlis or any gathering of deen, the most important thing is for us to correct our intention. Many times a person sits in bayanat, a person looks at an alim that is speaking. If a person just thinks, for example, if a person has sat in Jummah bayans for a period over of 20 years, over 20 years a person sits approximately in 52 to 54 bayans per annum. So approximately 1,400 plus or minus bayans a person sits in his lifetime, just over a 20 year period. But we have to really ask ourselves that within that time, that what change actually has come into our lives. Now this, my respected elders and friends, is particularly with regards to intention. In all the kitabs of hadith, this hadith which we hear very commonly, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ, that verily every action is according to its intention. And many, many muhaddithin, great muhaddithin, when they have summarized their kitabs or said that what we can say the entire kitabs of hadith are based on few different ahadith, all of them, almost most of them, have actually included this hadith of إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. So really, respected elders and friends, the primary thing here is the connection with our heart. That if we make a correct intention, that just in this few hours that we are sitting here, we have all taken our time to leave our families, leave our children. A person possibly on this day maybe visit certain family members, engaged in whatever it might be, fulfillment of needs, but the person has sacrificed it. So where a person should be extremely careful is that a person should correct one's niyat. And if you come here without a niyat, like our Shaykh explains very beautifully, if you put a car in neutral, then even if that car, somebody stands in the front and pushes it towards the back, then it will go back. And if somebody pushes it towards the front, it will also go front. But immediately if that car is engaged in gear, that car will go in a particular direction. And even if the car is off and the handbrakes are not up, but a person engages the vehicle in a certain gear shift, the car won't move off, even if it is on a cliff. So in the same way, likewise, we have come here, Shaitan wants to distract our attention. But if we make an intention, respected elders and friends, then immediately what will happen is that if Shaitan and nafs wants to steer us away, Allah Ta'ala has put us into gear, and now we will get what we have decided or what we have wanted to attain, inshaAllah. So first and foremost, what is most important is that our niyat should be for islah, for our self-rectification. Many different programs, bayanat a person goes to, it might be a very beautiful flowery talk. One time, whilst we were in Raiwin Merkez, we met Bhai Mushtaq, and he was one of the very few people that lived from the time of Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullah Alayhi. So obviously we asked Hazrat, kindly render us with some nasihat. So he told us, he said that if you listen to a bayan, and that bayan doesn't give you any change in your life, then that bayan is like a music song. A person put it on, it listened, sounded nice for a few minutes, and after putting it off, now it's finished now. In through one ear and out through the other. But that bayana, that will create some impression on our heart. Firstly, it requires our intention. And particularly these types of bayanat, where is it geared towards, is the purification of the heart. One time, whilst we were studying in the Merkaz, one person came to Mufti Bullah Sahib, and he asked him, Damat Barakatum, he said, Hazrat, it is very difficult for us now, how do we understand that our children must only go in Jamaat when they are 13, 14, you're saying from 15 years, a young boy should only be sent out in Jamaat. What do we do from zero, when the child is, to the child is baligh? So Mufti Sahib told him immediately, he said, these are actually the years of tarbiyat. These are the years of self-rectification. And really respected elders and friends, what is a self-rectification? We will come to an example, but it is the purification of the heart, to correct the evil intent which a person has got in his heart. So if a person corrects this aspect, a person will be far and wide away. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, when he was still young, his father took him to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. And he told Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an that you make dua for this child. And bloom, there where he was. Today many people ask and say, where does this come from? Piri Muridi, where is the Sheikh coming from? We don't want to hear this. We follow Quran and Hadith. We don't follow anything of this here. Why must you have a person in front of you? The two, and those very same people who claim it, they say we follow Bukhari and we follow Muslim Sharif. Now we all hear that these are two very common names of hadith kitabs that we come across. But now if we ask ourselves that Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi, then there were others, Imam Abu Dawud, Imam Tirmizi, etc., etc. But why between the two, Imam Muslim and Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi? Between the two we know the most sahih or authentic kitab is Bukhari Sharif. But if we have to look at the two kitabs, the content or what we look in the kitabs itself is almost the same. So why did Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi gain a higher stage than Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi? This is our ulama explained to us, it was because of kathrat e mulazamat. Because he spent more time in his life with his sheikh. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu as well, why did he attain such a high maqam? We just say or think that it is because of qurbani, but it is because of the time he spent with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the compatibility and the munasabat that he gained with him. And in today's time, respected elders and friends, we challenge with so many hardships, so many difficulties. We see there's no more barakat left in our transactions. We see in our lives there's no more respect. One brother I met recently, he said, make dua, one of my relatives got married. So I told him, Allah Ta'ala give barakat, Allah Ta'ala give it best in the marriage, etc. He said, unfortunately, today's time, we ask people to make dua that the marriage lasts longer than the iddat period. Because unfortunately, this is our condition in today's time. But where does all this stem, respected elders and friends? This comes actually from the inner self. To give one example to understand, if a person has to look, you take your son to get married, to find a young girl, obviously the boy is nervous, he goes to the house of who they're intending to go and see. So they sit down with the family members. So now the father is sitting and talking to the girl's father, and after a few minutes the father gives ijazat and says that you are allowed to go and see the girl. So when he goes and sees and when he goes and looks at this girl, now he will feel in his heart, is it appropriate for me, is she not appropriate? So this young boy who went, he went with his father very happily. And as young boys of today, they got great shock to get married. And he had great desire in his heart that I want to go and get married. So when he went to the home, he went inside the room and he came out storming back. Immediately he came to his father. His father looked at him and said, "Bhai, what had happened?" So this boy said, "Oh, Allahu Akbar, please, let's go. Don't worry of the tea cakes." The father said, "Please, we have to show some ikram. They gave us something here. Son doesn't want to hear nothing. Let's get up and move from here." Barges out through the door. Father also goes out. Immediately in the car, the father says, "Bhai, what had happened?" Now immediately this little boy, he looks at his father and says, "Abaji," he says, "that girl, paraganda bal, she had what we call disheveled hair, bagal ki badbu, mu ki badbu, she had smelly armpits and her mouth was stinking. I just a sight for sore eyes, I couldn't handle it at all." Anyway, the father of the girl phoned back and said, why did you people rush out so quickly? Why did you run away? So now the father has to ask the son. So the father was a bit ashamed. He knew what had happened. So he just tried to make a little excuse. Now the father of the girl understood. So what happened is, after 2 weeks, the girl's father phoned back and said, please, come and see. Now what happened is, the boy was reluctant. He said, no, I don't want to go. I really don't want to go and see. It's going to be a big problem again. I made my mind up. Father encouraged him, said, please, son, you have to have ita'at to me, I'm your father, etc. So, mashallah, they went. So on the second occasion, when they went again, the tea is taken out again, ikram is made. Boy is nervous, he's worried what he's going to see. Time comes, he goes inside and he goes and visits this girl. Now he goes inside for a little while, he doesn't come out. He's stuck. 15 minutes go, 20 minutes go, 1 hour go, father knock on the door, pay nikah first. You can't get married like this, come out immediately. But he doesn't want to come out. The door also now is closed also. Young boy just doesn't want to come out. They have to push and press and knock. Finally he comes out, tell his father, I want to get married immediately. Father says, pay, hold on. Holds the son, takes him out of the house, puts him in the car. What happened now? Father, he says, subhanallah, what I saw, I can't imagine. Something so beautiful, something I just dreamed of. I never dreamed of such a beautiful girl. He says, I just want to get married. So father says, okay. The real moral what we learn in your respected elders and friends, the first he went to see the same girl, but she was dirty. And the second girl, when he went to go and see her, she was completely cleaned up. She was pure. And this is what is called the effort of tazkiyah, respected elders and friends. What we have come here is to purify the inner self. And when the inside is pure, whatever will come out, respected elders and friends, this will be extremely pure. People will become attracted to us. In our times, in today's time, unfortunately, how many people are unattracted to us? How many people don't want to hear about Muslims in this world? How many people, Muslims are being battered and butchered all over? How many people, wrong perceptions about Muslims, wrong attitudes about Muslims? People go in the airport, you're worried, I'm dressed in sunnah. People go to certain countries, they say, I can't go in this country, visa is going to be a problem. They'll probably lock me up or put me in a concentration camp. But where is this all stemming, respected elders and friends? From the simple example, we can take a simple example. From this little example, that if we purify ourselves, actually we will be wanted. So much so we will be wanted, that we will become attracted. Like we see in the life of the Sahaba Ikram, that what a nation they were. They were roaming around the Kaaba without any clothes. They were drinking and they were doing all different despicable mean and low acts. But when Iman and Islam came into their heart, they will be what we call the legends until the day of Qiyamah. Those people who people didn't want to see them, people didn't want to deal with those people, but it came such into them that people wanted to live up to their lifestyles. And we today, respected elders and friends, we are living that legacy. Therefore, respected elders and friends, what we see on this day and tonight is actually where we find the effort of the purification of the heart, the islah of the heart. We'll just go through a few things just for us to understand where is this, what it is. One hadith our Shaykh teaches us so beautifully, Ya Aba Harira, ittaqil maharim takun abadan nas. O kama qal alayhi salatu wassalam. Respected elders and friends, for a person to go for Hajj, for a person to go for Umrah, this is very easy. Today's time, if you see one brother, he goes for Hajj, he mashallah reads Salat in the first saf. He comes home, he tells you, all my namazas, I read it right behind the Imam saf. All I was 5 times a day pakka, I put on sunnat, I had a beautiful imama, I had a kurta on, itar, everything 100%. Now when he comes home, respected elders and friends, he cripples, he falls. Why? Because one sin that he is committed to committing, he is just unable to leave it. And this, my respected elders and friends, is between me, myself and I. That where we got certain sins that we are actually habituated towards committing. But actually to leave these sins, this is where we need the hand of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And continuously a person gets caught up in this. The temptation continuously grips a person. And this is very easy, respected elders and friends. To go for Hajj, to go for Umrah, to go in Jama'at, this is extremely easy. But for a person to come back into his environment and a person to stay away from haram, this is something that is extremely difficult, respected elders and friends. Like for example, if a person just has to look, many of us might have been in the path of Allah, in the path of Jama'at. And this we should remember also, that this was a great portion of the life of Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali. His first Shaykh, Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangoi, Rahmatullah Ali. Then Maulana got his islah completed in the company of Maulana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri rahmatullah alayh. Just till the early what we call 2000 year, they still had the little kamras or the little rooms in Nizamuddin where zikrullah would take place. I recall our Amir Sahib in that time, Qari, Dr. Nafis, he took us out, and early in the morning he used to make in his mamulats. He was bayat, mashallah, at that time. Maulana Zubair Sahib still used to take bayat at that time, and they stopped it for little reasons. But this was also a great ma'amul in the life of Hazrat Maulana Ilyas rahmatullah alayh and the life of our akabirin, that this was still a great practice. So anyhow, respected elders and friends, that if a person just looks within the framework of this effort of tazkiyah, what was it? That a person to do good is easy, but for a person to stay away from wrong, for a person to stay away from haram, this is something which is extremely challenging. One other hadith which we learn for us to just see that how we can make this effort is zina al-ayn al-nazar. That the zina of the eyes is when a person looks. Respected elders and friends, if a person actually has to look after his gaze, if a person has to protect this, he has to look after it, a person will be away. A person will fly, in fact. But this is the hardest sin. And that is why our mashayikh make so much of effort that if a person can control one's gaze, then actually give up all other sins will be extremely easy. And within the framework of our sin, of the sin, our Dada Shaykh, Azad Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, he used to always say that if you see any women that you know, don't look at them. And the old women that you did know, he says, don't ever, ever think of them. And he says, if you ever see them, don't even speak to these people. And some people used to wonder all the time that why is Maulana speaking so much about the same topic, knocking on the same topic over and over. For us to understand, our Shaykh gives a very beautiful example. If, for example, a person, like we see in India, people used to eat a simple meal. And what was that simple meal? A person used to eat dal roti. And when this person used to go to work, they used to prepare it in a tiffin. And the tiffin was a little tin container, a steel container, which a person could use to eat, like a little lunch box. Now if you can understand, one brother, he goes to work, and when he gets to work, he's got simple dal roti. And now it's time for lunch, a person has worked the whole morning, and a person is extremely hungry. And now a person wants to eat. Now he's sitting in front of one person, he sees one person got biryani. Now he looks in that person's lunch box, and his heart desires it. And so much he looks at it, that person says, "Boy, have a little bit with me." Now he gets happy, he leaves his dal roti one side, he indulges in that person's biryani a little bit. Now he eats a little bit, he's full. Now his eyes look at the next person, he sees this person got some plow. Now immediately he thinks to himself, "Mashallah, look at my dal roti, let me have some." He looks so hard, that person says, "Have a little bit of mine." Next person, he looks at this person, "Mashallah, I got chicken tikka." He is staring throughout, he just looks at it one way. Now immediately this person, he thinks, let me have some of this. So he eats some of it. So our Shaykh explained so beautifully, two things will happen from here. Number one, he'll go home with his existing lunch. Number two is he's full. When he goes home also now, Bichari, his wife, has prepared the whole day, whatever little she's got in the house, she prepares and she presents this person's dal roti. She presents all what she got in the house is that same dal roti. She gives it to him, the brother comes home, and now he's immediately, we can imagine what happens, he brought his existing lunch home. So obviously a person, if you gave him something, some lunch, and they come home with it, why didn't you eat it? Didn't you enjoy it? A person is ungrateful for this, he doesn't want it, and he's full. His wife presents the same dal roti. Today, my respected elders and friends, this is the greatest sickness we are suffering. Whether it is with the internet, whether it is with our cell phone, and the ummah is drowning, unfortunately, in this. That where such pornographic things are presented to us, that unfortunately it is shameful to speak of those things. But this is what we are presented with. So just to complete the example, what happens here, my dear respected elders and friends, is that when you go outside and your Nag Park wife is sitting at home, but your eyes fall on the hearts of the entire ummah, of the entire ummah's wives. Firstly, you will gaze and gape, and you will become so full that when you go home and you look at your Nag Halal wife, firstly you will say, "I don't want you." Your heart will tell you, because you have filled your gaze with so much of dirt and filth, that now that same Park and pure wife becomes, what we say, it doesn't become satisfactory for you. But if a person just had to go to work, keep his eyes in his own lunchbox, eat his dal roti with relish, and now this person goes back to his house, And now he goes and engages a little bit in what has been kept for him at home. Because he ate what he had at work, he relished it, he enjoyed it, it was hungry, it satiated him. He will go home. Now what will happen, respected elders and friends? He will release that wife of his. And this is our great problem, unfortunately, in today's time, respected elders and friends. Modern science has actually discovered that the one gateway, what we call to the soul, if you want to look at the ruh or the soul of the next person, this ruh is actually what we call the gateway is through the eyes. And also it comes in the hadith, it says, Al-aynu haqqun, that the gaze of a person is true. So when a person meets and his eyes meet and connect with the next person, what happens is it corrupts the soul of this person. And the Western world has told us over and over, the Cupid has struck the heart. That person is completely mesmerized. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali was very open and clear about this. He has written one masala that if a person is cohabiting, he's spending time, personal time with his wife. And whilst he's spending that personal time, he's mesmerizing and thinking of another woman. Then within the framework of having halal relations, actually this person is committed in zina. This person is committing zina. Now here, my respected elders and friends, this is where a person is only the starting point of tazkiyah. This is just the starting point of where it is. That where a person has to clear the evil intent, where a person has to recognize this. Our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, he mentioned so beautifully that a person should never ever, what we call, become aroused or become upset. That why can't I leave this? Many people think that I am polluted with filth. Many people feel that, hey, how am I going to rid myself from this? But our Dada Shaykh explained so beautifully that this is where Allah Ta'ala actually extends His hand of friendship. And this is why we are here, respected friends. That when you will make your tazkiyah, just like how that young boy couldn't resist that girl, Allah Ta'ala's just, Allah Ta'ala's pull, it will come to us immediately. But all what is required is we make that effort. And what is this? Actually, our Dada Shaykh says, when you got this evil intent, there's nothing wrong with it. For example, if a person just wants to have driving a nice car and shaitan puts it in his mind and if it makes, tells him that you're a big person now, mashallah, or a person gave a bayan, or a person went for hajj, or a person is earning well, or whatever bounties, a person has got clean clothes, now shaitan tells you, you are better than the next person, that person is lowly, lower than you, or I am better than this person. Whatever wrong, a person's got intent to look at the wrong woman, or you feel jealous over the next person. All these things is what we learn from the mashayikh, is that this is the fuel to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not something bad. This is the wasta which Allah ta'ala has made for us to find Him, to come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just that a person, that thought comes, but a person's attention turned towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where, my respected elders and friends, our mashayikh teach us actually that road, so we don't get caught up in this wrong, we don't get caught up in this haram. And really, respected friends, that when a person gets caught up in a physical guna, or a person gets caught up in a physical sin, actually this is starting point is from an inner intent. Today's time, respected elders and friends, we will conclude that we notice sometimes in the newspapers a few weeks ago, it just came about that in our country that there was more than 100,000 teenage pregnancies. This is what we call in school. Then we see in the newspapers sometimes that also, that many times what we notice is that we will find an older man has taken advantage of a baby. In our town of Lanisha, it is so common the crime. But according to statistics, actually what is greater is domestic violence. Now where is all the stemming? This is stemming from the sickness of anger. Then also all those others is stemming from an imbalance of what a person, what we say is hormones, or a person's khayshat, a person's desires in a person. And all this, respected elders and friends, becomes balanced actually in the company of the mashayikh. And not only balanced, a person gains great pleasure. And if a person surpasses these boundaries, then a person will just wait for time and moments to spend with Allah Ta'ala in seclusion. A person will wait for salah. A person will reach out for the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. A person will live and die with that desire to go to the haram. A person will wait for that moment that when he can meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And really, respected elders and friends, our condition today, very sadly, is we are looking at the next man's interest lifestyles. The more in deficit a person, the more we are looking at this person. This is a reality, unfortunately. But if a person just gets a taste of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, really, respected elders and friends, just an iota, a person will think, where did I think of perishable things like a car, like a thing, like a house? like a thing, like a bungalow or a beach house, a person will just get drowned and a person will just get lost. And this is another great aspect. I'll conclude on this. If a person, for example, has got 5 different areas with weeds, and you decide that on Monday, Tuesday, the 5 days of the week, I'll clean out portion number 1. On the second day, I'll clean out portion number 2. On Wednesday, I'll clean out portion number 3. On Thursday, I'll clean out portion number 4. And on Friday, I will clean out portion number 5. And a person says that I will clean it up. So the first day, he cleans up the portion of weeds. Now when he comes, he says it looks, mashallah, very clean. Comes to the next day, cleans the next area. When he comes to the third day, he'll notice that the area which he completed or cleaned up on the first day of the week, on the first day, this unfortunately now is polluted again with weeds. It started growing again. So this, when we try and clear out one sin in our lives, we'll notice we clear out one sin, the other one will crop out. You fix out the other one will come again. But what is required is that we set alight the love or the flame of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts. And just set this flame alight, all that wrong that's in your life, in seconds it will go away. Allah Ta'ala hasn't made it a hard, strenuous system, extremely easy. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Let us sit with that intention. Our ustad, our sheikh, we are very fortunate. The rector and the principal of Darul Uloom Azadwal, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib, has visited our town. Maulana will be addressing us. Also all the programs of ulama who are spending their lives only in the rectification of the hearts. This is a great calling of Allah Ta'ala on our hearts. Just open your heart that Allah Ta'ala grant me this love. Grant me this companionship, and our lives and doorway will open.